ministry of the Mount Triumph Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Come and see us at 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, 71409. Visit us again on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Get ready. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for tuning into this broadcast and being a participant and supporting this broadcast. For God is always good, and God is good all of the time. And also, I want to ask you that you continue to do your social distances and wearing your masks. It is very important that we continue to do these things because COVID-19 have not left. And we have to treat it as though it's still rapidly on the rampage. And if you listen at the television and you listen at the news people, they are saying that in many states that COVID-19 is rising up. And we don't want it to come back here and take over like it was at the beginning. So please, sanitize, wear your face mask when you're out in the public, sanitize your hands, wash your hands, and use social distances. It is nothing jive about protecting yourself. And as you protect yourself, what you're doing is you're protecting other folk. So I want to just really enforce to you that you continue to do that. And also, as we are dealing with situations in today about the protesting and all of that, and note that it is good to protest. There's nothing wrong with protesting, but let's be mindful that we would keep all of our protesting safe and proper, decently and in order. And note that also that all police officers are not bad police officers. All police officers are not corrupt police officers. Just as all of our brothers and sisters are not bad brothers and sisters. All of our parents are not bad parents. The same with police officers. So let's respect those who respect us. Let's treat them with respect and dignity. And we should also know that it's not about the police. It's not about the preachers, it's not about the teachers, but it's about the people. So let's keep all of that in mind. I just want to briefly talk to you today on the subject of it's all about the foundation. Matthew 16 and 18, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. My brothers and sisters, note that life is a big structure with many different foundations. Some weak, some in between, and some solid. But you have to have been given the right to choose. A great architect, my brothers and sisters, or a great builder always makes sure that the foundation on which he is building is stable and solid. And that's how we should base our lives on, is a solid foundation. Why? Simply because an unstable and not solid foundation is already in trouble, because it will not give you the assurance that's needed to be able to handle the turbulence of life, the storms of life, the winds of life that this world has to offer. We note that we all, at some point in our lives, have been a part of a weak and unstable foundation and have been tossed to and fro because of our own unstableness, or because we choose to tamper with the ingredients that has weakened the foundation. My brothers and sisters, it's not always good to take the cheap way out. Note that, sisters and brothers, let me here introduce you to Matthew, one of the four gospel books of the Bible, the 16th chapter, the 18th verse, where it says, as I stated, I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Notice that the usage of the rock is an illustration of a hard and solid substance, a substance that can handle anything that may come against it. Note that the church that's built on a solid foundation can withstand anything that comes across its path. If the foundation is stable and solid, then the believers can weather the storms. When Jesus told them to let's cross over to the other side, and an unexpected storm arose. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, that the founder was on board. And as he was in the hinder part of the ship resting, he didn't worry. He didn't lose any sleep because he knew that they would weather the storm because the foundation was in place. The foundation was on board. So my brothers and sisters, you got to know that when the storm of life arises up, know that the foundation is stable. The foundation is solid. The foundation is secure, and it can pick up. Turn you around. Place your feet on solid ground. When you know who you are and whose you are, you didn't hear me. You are. When God builds the church, he builds it on a solid ground. When God builds the church, no weapon formed against you will prosper. When God builds the church, boards may change. People may change. Money might get funny. But the foundation remains the same. And remember that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. You see, when the founder is on board, he don't have to figure things out. He don't, because he has already worked it out. When the founder is on board, he don't have to take an alternative route. You see, a lot of times what we do in life, we take out alternative routes, but the God we serve don't have to take an alternative route because he is the route maker. You didn't hear me. He just stay the course. He don't have to make adjustments, for he is the adjuster. He is the creator. When God builds the church, it will stand. When the boards give out, it will stand. When the lights go out, it will stand. Years and counting days, when it gives out, God will always stand. When God builds a house, it will put its well put together. You got to know, people, that people may come and go, but the church remains the same. You see, people, my brothers and sisters, have problems on a daily basis. They deal with problems in the church, and the church is a place where you should come and bring all of your problems to, all of your conditions. And guess what? When you come, you ought to leave them right there. You're coming to be in the presence of God. Note, my brothers and sisters, we can't change the foundation. We can't change the ingredients in the foundation, because if it calls for a certain ingredients, we have to leave what it calls for right there. And we got to know that we changed the song. We've changed the order of service. We can change so much until we have left out the main ingredients. That's why I'm not a believer of printed programs in church services, because folk tend to when it comes to serving God, they tend to put whatever they choose to put in it. But you got to know that when you put a program together and you take the main ingredients, which is God, out of the program, you ain't heard me. Your program has no sense of value. We've taken prayer out of the schools. We've taken out prayer in the workplaces. We've even, in some cases, taken God out of the jails. Good God Almighty, you didn't give me. And now we have the audacity to take God out of the church. My brothers and sisters, when God's no longer in the church, it's no longer a church of God, but it's a hearse. Good God Almighty, you didn't hear me. A paddy wagon for dead folk. But brothers and sisters, as long as the church knows its founder and foundation, the church will continue to go on and on and on. As long as the church knows its purpose, it will continue to provide good teaching, anointed preaching, true direction, and life more abundantly. Because you got to keep on remembering that can't nobody do you like Jesus, and can't nobody do you like the Lord. You ought to remember what the scripture says in the 23rd book of Psalms: the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. See, there's a proper order there, and nothing can be taken out. It has to remain in its prospective order. And what we've done in life, we've changed the order of everything. And because we've changed God's order and put our order, our ingredients in, the foundation has weakened. And that's why the plague has come on into our nation, into our society, because the foundation, good God Almighty, has weakened. Don't weaken your foundation by removing the ingredients. You know, Mama always said that when you're making a meal, you can add to, but you can't take away. You ain't heard me. Don't try to make some biscuits and you take out self-rising flour, because all you got is a flour patty. Good God Almighty. God is there for us. God stands firm. God's words never change. God said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God says that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You ought to be shouting right about that, because anybody that tries to stand up against you, and if you're rooted in the word of God, God said, whatever weapon comes up against you, it won't prosper. And you ought to know that God said he'll fight your battle. Said he'll make your enemy your footstool. Remember, it's all about the foundation. What foundation is your life built on? Is it built on self, or is it built on God? You got to know that life changes, but God never changes. And you got to make preparation right now to meet the master. So get ready. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. If you want to make contribution to this broadcast, you can make checks payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Send it to 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. And remember this, the best is yet to come. So get ready. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell of the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad that you are tuned in to your radio program. I want you to call somebody and tell them that the First St. Mark Baptist Church and Grady Blackwell is on the air. We want to just talk with you just a little while, tell you what's happening at First St. Mark Baptist Church. We are so glad that you have your radio on 88.1 KAYT-FM. Again, we ask that you would tell somebody that the pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Again, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on at First St. Mark Baptist Church, and we may have time to put maybe a 5 or 3 or 4 minute scripture that we want you to think about. First St. Mark going to have communion this Sunday coming up.
Hey, this is Grady Blackwell from First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm on the air right now. I want to tell all my friends, relatives, people that know me, First St. Mark Baptist Church members, turn your radio on. And if your radio is on, call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark Baptist Church radio ministry is on the air. I'm Pastor Blackwell, and I'm certainly glad that you are listening in. I got news for you today, real good news. We got a free Father's Day lunch here at First St. Mark Baptist Church. Not quite ready yet, but you can come on down, but not quite ready. It'll be ready around 12 noon. So we want you to come down, all fathers. If somebody call you father, if you look like a father, if you're a grandfather, stepfather, if you're a father, you come on down here and get your free lunch. It's free to the community, and this is what First St. Mark tried to do, is try to give something back to the community. We're so glad that you got your radio on, KYT-FM. So come on down. I'm looking for you. We got some people already here, and we do have someone from KYT, Mr. Wade Hampton. He's here also. He'll be coming on just a little bit later. But right now, we want you to come down because you're the star of our show. You. Come on down, daddies, papa, granddaddy. Y'all come on down and get a free Father's Day lunch. I don't care. You can wear anything you want to wear, you know. Very casual. You ain't got to dress up. All we want to do is serve you a free Father's Day lunch. And we'll be so glad to see you. So we're looking for you. Come on down to First St. Mark Baptist Church. It's located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana. Some people call it Army Quarter. You know where it is. It's a white brick church. On the sign, it'll say Reverend Grady Blackwell, the pastor. So come on down, and when you get down, we got some prizes that we might be giving away, too, but we give away prizes to the first, the last, the oldest, the youngest, the one with the most there, and I don't know what, but we just give away prizes. So come on down. We need to see you, and we just know that we're going to have a good time today. We're already having a good time. So let me see your face. First St. Mark Baptist Church. We certainly know that fathers are important. I don't care what anybody say. When you start talking about Father Day, we're talking about fathers. If it wasn't for fathers, none of us would be here. So, fathers, I hope you're hearing me. Mothers, get your father and tell him to come on down and get a free lunch. and you can have him tomorrow, but we want him today. So come on, daughters of these fathers, mothers of these fathers, grandfathers or whatever, tell them go on down there and get that free meal today. You don't have to cook, but just tell them to go and then you take him tomorrow, but we got him today. Come on down. This Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're located 1624 Reed Avenue. So just come on down. You got time to make it down and help us celebrate this Father's Day. We're celebrating by giving a free Father's Day lunch. Oh, we got pork lines and we got rice, we got gravy, we got green beans, and we got Coke, we got water, we got everything. If you're hungry, if you just want to eat a little snack, or if you want to eat a big meal, this is the place to be. First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're sitting outside. We have Wade Hamilton here, but he's not coming on until about 11 o'clock. So hang out there with us. Yeah, it looked like a car pulling up now. So we just thank y'all for everything. And we want you to know that this is the community church. We like to do things for the community. Can I tell you that we have a prayer breakfast, free prayer breakfast every Thursday? We've been doing that for 8 years. A prayer breakfast every Thursday from 6:30 until 8:30 or until we run out. So that's been going on. We just love to do things for the community. Another thing that we have a Celebrate Recovery, Celebrate Sobriety, AA program every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. We need to see you if you know somebody that need the AA. Send them our way. Every Wednesday, we have Bible study. And that Bible study consists from 6:30 to 7:30. We have tremendous teachers. They teach that Bible study. And when you leave there after that 1 hour, you know the God that you serve. You know the God that glorifies. And you know the God that you love. And you understand a lot of things about God. We're talking about some of the things. We have church service every Sunday. And we're back in the church now. We want you to know that. We have church service every Sunday. It starts at 10 o'clock with Sunday school, 11 o'clock with the regular church service. And certainly, we also have a snack after Sunday school. We have a snack after Sunday school. Sunday school starts at 10, and we go from 10 to 11. And at 11 o'clock, we have our regular worship service. On the fourth Sunday, we have our communion at 11 o'clock. So we're just waiting for you to come down and join us for this free Father's Day lunch. Come on down. We're waiting on you. We're having a good time. I'm about ready to get me a snack pretty soon myself. So thank you for tuning in. I'm just thinking about all these men and all these fathers. If you're out there and you hear me, come on. Drive by and I'm going to flag you down and tell you come on in and eat something. 6 minutes. Okay. But, yeah, look, First St. Mark Baptist Church, that's where we're at. That's where we're giving away the free lunch. We want you to come on down. We are so glad that there's a lot of men of conviction. They're men of conviction. I like to say this. Every home needs a strong symbol of authority. Every home needs that. Every home needs a father. You know, sometimes you have men, but you're not a father. There's something different about a father. A father have compassion. A father have conviction. A father is there when you need him. A father correct you even to the point where it hurt, but he still love you with that compassion. So we know what a father is. And some people say, well, My dad, he's been in jail and all that stuff. I ain't worried about that. He's still a father. And you ought to bring him out here or tell him to go by First St. Mark Baptist Church, located 1624 Reed Avenue, and get that free lunch. And we just want to celebrate a happy Father's Day, even though it's tomorrow. But we want to feed you today so your wife and your children can celebrate with you on tomorrow. But we just want to do it today. When a father is willing to accept the challenge and at the same time be compassionate and tender in dealing with every member of the family, the home has a solid human anchor. The father actually cannot be all he ought to be as a father. And unless he knows Jesus Christ as Savior, this message is twofold. The only thing I'm trying to say, some fathers, they're not preaching, but some fathers should know and have accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That makes him a strong father. And I know one thing, Jesus' father, which is God himself, Jesus' father was there when Jesus felt like he had been kicked to the curb, and he said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? And God hadn't forsaken his son, Jesus, but Jesus had the sin of the whole world, and that's why his father couldn't handle that. And even now when we pray, we got to realize that we got to ask God to forgive us of our sin before we can get a prayer through, because that sin is a blocker between us and the Lord. So that's why when we pray, Lord, forgive us of our sin. But fathers know that, and all fathers may not pray like a preacher, because some of them may just think a prayer, just mumble something. And Lord knows that he understands what we're saying because he's a mind reader. It's an urgent call right now for all fathers to be fit in Christ and be the head of the home and to be the head of their family. But, you know, somebody told me some fathers are not in their home. There's some fathers in jail. There's some fathers sleeping on the street. Some fathers don't know where they're at or where they're going. I want those fathers to come on out here and get a free lunch. Wherever you're at, in Alexander, Pineville, Bunky, wherever you at, head this way to 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexander, Louisiana, and get this free lunch. I know that you're coming, so we got some prizes for everybody. So just come on up and eat with us, and we have fun. At least you know where the church is. First St. Mark Baptist Church, we're here. And we know that you are here waiting on us. So, look, my time is run out. So we just want you to know that you're welcome. You ought to be almost here now. I see a car pulling up, and it might be a father in there. So y'all come on out, sit with us, talk with us. God bless you. You're invited to First St. Mark Baptist Church anytime, anywhere. We love visitors. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army of Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air from First St. Mark Baptist Church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.